I wrote to the Craigslist guy that had the ad about the surfboard.
Can you read your email?
I co-host and produce The Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. It's an adult-themed audio podcast also featured on the All Things Comedy Network.
Right there, I think that's where we lose them.
Since my co-hosts know how much I love frequenting Craigslist, we decided to create a new segment called Behind the Ad. I've included the relevant links.
Oh my God, what?
You'll be able to listen to us read and discuss your ad.
Read and discuss your ad? Vicky, we just mocked the shit out of him the whole time.
Yeah.
Did you at least ask him to leave a 5-star review?
We are all comedians, and you should expect the segment to entail some good-natured ribbing.
Oh. Wipe out.
Our segment Behind the Ad will not
it's
be
going
making
well.
The debut yet.
It's going well.
Hey, treat our show like your surfboard and come on it.
But I'm a creep.
So I was wondering if we should start the show with us just acting like we don't know the show started. We're just like, yeah, anyways.
Oh, like those dumb things they do on ESPN where they go back real quick to show like a slice of life behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Oh, so anyways, I shit my pants. Oh, we're live.
Oh.
What?
Anyway,
I can't believe that. I told that story, me shit my pants live on.
And that's how you can legally get a moose to suck your dick. Oh, God. hey, in the studio.
What's up, guys?
Welcome. Man, another great show here on Playboy Radio. The Naughty Show is also available for downloads on All Things Comedy.
Yeah. And what about 5-star reviews, Sam?
Oh, we got some of those coming in.
Yeah, but we also need to make sure people leave new ones.
And I did not bring my iPad.
Well, leave new ones.
Just make up some. You want to make up some? Time for 5-star reviews.
5-star reviews, Sammy. 5-star reviews. You know we love them on The Naughty Show. We need them.
Top three. Let's hear our top three new 5-star reviews.
We love your 5-star review, guys. Keep leaving them for us. And here are the top three 5-star reviews from this week. This one comes from Pastadochi on the right-hand side, Sammy. He says, love Sammy's voice. He always seems to be on top of his game. Vicky's tits are great, and she seems adorable. And Gareth should run for the president of the United States of America. Best thing ever. God bless you guys.
Yeah, that's a great one.
All right, lovely. Here we go.
Hold on, real quick.
I'm in the middle of a 5-star review.
I know, but I decided it's time that we might have to, maybe at the end of the year, if we have another naughty roast of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
We should have also, it should be an award show.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
And we should have who gives the best 5-star review.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And we'll give the nominations, but only we can vote.
Only we. All right, Sammy, back to the 5-star reviews. Number two with a bullet comes from Droid911. That's inappropriate. And he writes, I love it when Sammy intervenes in the 5-star reviews with a new idea for something on the podcast. I always feel like it's the right time. All right. And the number one 5-star review comes from Obama's Not Okay With Me, who says, hey, guys, every time I tune on the show, I have a great time. Most times I'm masturbating. 5-star review. News are brought to you by Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, hey, there's sugar in this.
I can't.
That was excellent.
That is excellent. And you know what? That really is the flavor of our reviews.
That's my. I love how most of the reviews like note like my tits on an audio show. Thank
yes.
you.
My whole
Thanks,
thing
listeners.
Is, my whole thing is like they love the buttholes.
Yeah, like, a little bit too much. Like,
Sam,
is it you?
Is it that they love the buttholes, or is it that you love the
Okay,
height?
New idea.
Oh, boy.
Naughty Show butthole calendar. Every month we sell another butthole of the month.
Sam.
Should they be listeners or adult film stars we have come in here?
Oh, Sam, probably listeners.
Yeah,
just
I want
none
the listeners.
Here, take a look at this guy, Gus's asshole. Don't you wish September was over? Hey, deck the halls with boughs of toilet paper. This guy's name's Randall.
You are killing me, dude. You're
oh
straight
God.
Killing a brother. I mean, I'm just throwing out ideas.
I like it. It's a safe place. It's a safe place. We should be throwing out ideas. It's a safe place.
A lot of you guys are thinking, when's the guest coming? Guess what? No guest.
Guess what?
Guess what this episode's called?
Us talking to ourselves.
Us talking to ourselves.
Goddamn right it is.
Yay!
Oh. Kids love it when we just talk to ourselves.
Kids are way into it, Sam.
It's so interesting. Our guys, huge announcement.
Oh. Ooh. Yep.
May 20th, Believe in Yourself, live.
Whoa.
Yay.
I'm trying to hit up a bunch of podcasts to go on and try to sell it, so we'll see what happens.
All right.
I'm excited about
May 20th.
May 20th. People are asking for it.
It's a great CD.
Selling like hotcakes.
I said it before.
Like hotcakes.
It's pretty amazing. It's really, really
hilarious.
I'm really
excited about it.
Not to contradict, but do hotcakes sell like they used to? I feel like they're one of the things we've really cut back on since
that
phrase.
Now, let me ask you, are pancakes hotcakes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're selling.
Fair, fair.
They're selling.
They sell. People like pancakes. But can we now start to say selling like pancakes?
No, because I think people don't. The whole joke is that it's like some weird Middle Eastern guy selling hotcakes. I sell like hotcakes. He's trying to say the new cool thing.
Come buy a new hotcake, huh?
Yeah.
Try hotcake. Little bit of tabbouleh. Here you go, some pickles. Hotcake. Hotcake.
Yeah. I'm glad that pancakes never went the way of pizza, where it was just cool to put anything on it. Like someone went, hey, dude, pineapple. And then someone else co-signed on that bullshit, and then that became something.
They added ham.
Oh,
it got weirder.
Enough with the sugar.
Well, yeah, pancakes aren't your healthy option.
Just enough with pineapple.
What are you saying?
What's
enough
next?
With pineapple.
Enough
What's
with pineapple
next? Other fruits
on pizza.
Next.
Oh, can I get a little kiwi and strawberry pizza?
You're right. I back off. I didn't realize you were talking about the Hawaiian. Yeah,
I just can't stand it.
But it is a good pizza, no?
No, yeah. I mean, like, when someone, you're like, hey, what do you guys want to get? Hey, can we get pineapple? It's like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, that guy is an asshole if you're asking for that.
Yeah, really. I mean, we have options, and that's what you really want.
Pineapple, anchovy, mushroom. Please, 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 please.
Yeah, I'll fucking kill you.
Stuff the crust with tuna. Hello?
Yeah, so excited. Hey, guys, if you're in Southern California, San Diego area, I am at Pechanga. I'm doing the comedy club at Pechanga. I'm very excited about it.
That seems like a great time.
Because I played a comedy club in that area, which would be its competition.
Right.
And I never hated an experience of doing comedy more.
So now you kind of get to pay it back, pardon the pun.
So Dana was just like, oh, you know they got comedy. Because we were in the area, so we went to Pechanga.
Sure.
And then I saw ads for, you know, the comedy club. So I started walking around. I'm like, man, I'd love to play it. And then one day this guy called me who booked me on that gig that you guys went and saw me at. Well, you left early, but you saw me over
Bite the Mic.
The guy who books that books Pechanga, and it just happened out, and it worked out.
There we go.
So I just got – here's the whole thing, man. It's just like I've been on this real run of rocking, but I have a feeling that I'm going to have to – shift the gears a little bit.
Probably.
I don't think I can just walk in there and flamethrow.
Well, casinos like that, they're strange because they, a lot of times, the stage, if you're like in like more of a theater than an actual club,
This is a club environment.
Well, still, you do get sometimes the crowds can be like, people are like, I like a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
And then be like, when's it going to hit a melon and bring out a rubber chicken? What the hell's going on here?
They're going to be very ethnic, which I'm very excited about.
That's
so you got to just kind of walk that fucking fine line.
Right.
Because I was just in Marco Island. I played Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club, which is a seafood restaurant by day, comedy club by night.
Right.
Incredible restaurant.
Seafood, sea comedy.
I ate food. I ate just, I went crazy.
You got to elaborate. I ate food. I was there. Guess what? I drank water.
Come on, man. Give me a chance.
Go, baby, go.
How do you know I was going to? I ate food that would blow your mind. You didn't give me that.
Well, you didn't say it like that.
No,
you said,
you
I ate food.
No, I didn't. I ate food, took a breath because I need oxygen.
You know what you should do right now, Vicky?
What?
Play back that moment right now when you.
Yeah,
when
go
the
to go,
no, no,
play
no.
It back.
When we release it, so we can see how it happened.
Okay,
I think I will.
I ate food. I ate just. I went crazy.
You got to elaborate. Like
what is
a replay.
Sapruda film? What are we fucking doing here?
And to the left.
Yeah. Okay.
Back and to the left.
My point is, I'm doing this show. They were great crowds. They were great crowds. Friday night, I do a show, and it's a great crowd. Afterwards, it's like the bad part of doing the road is that you're alone.
Yes, mm-hmm. Totally.
You're really alone all the time. So it's like, unless somebody wants to go and hang out, which nobody ever does, everyone's just like, great time, had so much fun, yeah. Gotta go back home, you know, and live my life.
If you're only like, they knew you were just like, I'll do anything. Yeah. How about we go play golf tomorrow?
Yeah, aww, seriously.
It is sad.
You. No, I'm just, I don't know, just, it no, just nobody you. Does anything. So afterwards, I'm hanging there, and these two, like, cougars are hanging out. They're like, come hang out with us. I'm like, okay, I'll hang out. Suddenly, she just starts going, hey, where are you from? I'm like, Hollywood. She goes, oh, she's probably liberal. I go, yeah, I'm pretty liberal. Oh, you probably like Obama. I go, well, I voted for him the first time. Literally, this is how the conversation went. Oh, so you probably think it's okay to my tax dollars go to pay for poor people. I'm like,
wait.
That's three sentences in, I'm in a war.
That's what I like about the, like, it's getting to the point now where they don't even veil it. Like, it's just literally like, no, we're on the fuck the poor path.
Well, I'm in Marco Island in Florida, which is as red as you can get.
Yeah.
They're all rich.
Aunt Flo lives there, from what I hear. It's that red.
Yeah, it is that red. Was that a Alice?
That's a period joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Menstruation.
Comedy. Not Flo from like Mel's Diner.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going for.
Oh, no. Okay. I just that summer here. Okay. You're like, good point.
Not like Kiss My Grits, Flo.
I love that you remember that. That's so great. So anyways, so it really ends bad. And it just got frustrating because I'm not an Obama fan. I'm not a George Bush fan. I'm not a George Clinton fan. Fuck the P-Funk.
Yeah.
Okay?
You motherfucker.
Fuck the P-Funk.
No. Funk the P-Funk. It's time to get funked up.
I don't like Bill Clinton. I don't like any of them. I just don't.
Look, dude, I don't disagree.
You and I have discussed this a thousand times.
Well, part of what is very frustrating when you're arguing politics, if you stop sort of believing that it really is like, one of these two people really wants to change the country for you. Who is it? Once you sort of step back from that and you see enough elections where you're like, oh, it's always bullshit.
The fact that this election, this next one, may be Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush lets you know what a bunch of bullshit this is. Anyways, and listen, I'd love for people to call in and just lay into me. I don't care. I don't like either side. And that was what I was trying to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very much on one side. And there's no facts ever. She's not shouting out one number, one percentage, one factoid that would back whatever she said. It's purely emotional based on sound bites she's heard in corporate news.
Yeah. Well, that's why a lot of times you'll hear the phrase fair and balanced. And you're like, that's interesting.
Well, it's all just fucking bullshit. So anyways, so that ends the two great shows in a row. Ends kind of weird. I go, next show. This young comic comes
up. What do you mean it ends weird just because you're talking to that?
There were two great shows, and then just to have that.
That was during crowd work?
No, that was after the show.
Oh, so fuck it. The show,
yeah, but it just kind of had this weird thing at the end. So I hate that stuff. I hate being at a club and having an incident that they could be like, yeah, he got a little weird with one of the customers.
Right.
I'm as chaotic as you can on stage.
Yeah.
And I just don't need that as being, you know, gas on the fire.
Right.
But the two shows are great. Saturday show. I'm the nicest guy in the world in that. Anybody who is a young comic showing up, do 5 minutes.
Right.
Do 10 minutes. Go up. Have fun.
So you're going to be prepared for my alter ego to show up at Pechanga.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or Pechanga. You can go to Pechanga.
I'm going to Pechanga. No, he's
that
going
is,
to Pechanga.
That is, yeah, that's this other.
Well,
it's the other casino.
A guy I know is going to kill
and they
Pechanga.
And they sell hotcakes there, okay?
Hey. Welcome to Pechanga, huh? Your dream come true. Holy shit, look, we got a $1,000 winner. Everybody winning at Pechanga.
There is this one, and I'll get back to the story. There is this one Jumbotron slot machine at Pechanga. And literally everywhere Dana sat, the person next to him won $5,000. Every time she sat down.
She's the warmer.
and they love it, man. Because that is the ultimate of slot machines. It's just bright lights.
Right.
It's just, you just see moss flocking to the light. Winner! Some Japanese game show. Eyeballs like some. You remember the Black Hole Sun? Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
Whoa. Just these giant. And people have like goldfish eyeballs on the side of their head. And just, it's the smartest thing ever. It's the biggest machine right next to the entrance. And if every couple, every hour, someone's $5,000, everyone's going to keep coming to that casino all the time.
No, they don't have that at Pechanga.
So anyway, second show, Saturday night. It's a pre-packed house.
Okay.
I killed on radio. I did this radio show, and I was just like, oh, my God. I'm going nuts on it. And they're like, dude, you're crushing. I'm like, okay. I mean, like, I started doing my whole conversation I've had with you about, rape in a drama versus rape in a comedy set, and how, like, one is brave and one is not cool.
Yeah.
Even though rape is not brave, it's like this weird thing where people have been able to just, I don't know. Anyway, so I was talking about on the morning show. I'm like, I don't know if I should be talking about rape on the morning show. But
who
people
needs
went
coffee?
Crazy.
It's a little early for that, but go ahead.
And it was Mother's Day weekend, which is
the rapiest weekend of all.
Yeah. Rape your mother, everybody.
That's Hallmark's new holiday. Yeah. Hallmark's new angle.
Hey, everybody, do you love your mother? Rape her.
Hey, fuck poor people. Rape your moms this weekend, guys. Don't forget about her.
So, I do. And it's a pre-packed house, but it's really old this time. And old people are interesting because they could either be the people who were just crazy partiers who got old. Or they could be this crowd.
Right.
Which is Goonie Republicans who kind of think Donald Sterling has a point. These are the people that are like, Donald, I agree what he's saying.
Even after his new interview?
Oh, my. And we'll get into that, too. So this young kid goes up, and he's a really good-looking kid, young guy, which is the new thing in comedy.
Right.
Everybody is Zac Efron and can tell jokes now. So this kid goes up, and he's like, even before the show starts, he's like, I'm just going to bomb. I'm going to bomb. I'm going to fucking bomb. I go, dude, why are you saying that to yourself before you go on stage? Just lie to yourself and say you're going to kill. Like, there were times where I would see a crowd and I'd be like, they're going to hate me. And I would just tell myself for 3 minutes straight, you're going to kill, you're going to kill, you're going to kill. Just, like, convince myself.
And if someone, like, overheard that conversation to yourself, they'd be like, good God, and just walk away. You're going to kill, you're going to kill.
We'd like our money back.
Sorry, is this the bathroom? Oh, hey, what did you say? Or I'm talking to myself. No, I'm sorry.
So he goes up and bombs. I mean bombs, just bombs. And the show never recovers.
Oh, man. How long did he do?
So he gets off stage. He's in his head. He does 5 minutes.
Okay.
He's in his head. I'm talking to him. Go, dude, it's okay. Don't worry about this. Try this. He's like, normally I kill, man. I'm like, well, you said you were going to bomb. I know, man. I don't know why I did that. But normally I kill. And those are the guys that drive me a little crazy, are the guys who can't take suggestions.
How was the material any good?
No.
Okay.
Because he didn't have a point, but he's
so
new to it.
So it wasn't like he knew what his bits were, saw the crowd, and was like, oh, fuck.
I'm sure in a younger show, like some
by.
Young, hip, cool show in Miami where he's from, and he's a nice kid, that would crush. Because they're all young. You're like, hey, Bob's on stage. Bob!
Yeah.
Man, you ever been waiting table? Yeah, dude, I love you. You kill. All the girls are fucking on Molly. They don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, he goes up, Bob. I made the mistake because I've been killing not to really see how the feature did, because the feature did this Narni guy. He's out. He's really funny. He's this kid. He's like a chunky, like Dominican.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's flamethrowing the room as a feature. Flamethrowing. I mean, getting applause breaks. Really nice guy. Really funny. Every show he's been killing. This one, not killing. Doing well for the situation, but not killing. Not till the end does he get his first little applause.
Right.
Which I should have taken as a sign like, okay, gotta pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. Not me.
You're gonna kill. You're gonna kill. You're gonna kill. You're gonna kill.
I don't give a shit. I'm gonna go up there and fucking hump faces. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh no. Dr. Hump is in the house? Oh, the kids shouldn't like that one.
Oh, I heard the kids cheering in my head.
I hope the listeners understand that when you say that, you mean it literally.
Yeah, there will be humping of faces.
People will be brought on stage and you will hump their face.
I will hump their face.
It's not a clever expression.
It's so great. So I go up there and it's not going bad. It's just not going well. And I've always said this. I don't bomb. I fly the plane into the building. That's what I do. And when I'm bombing, it's still, yes, Now you need a big boom at the end. When I'm bombing, it's still entertaining as fuck.
Okay, yeah.
I'm kind of like when the fireworks warehouse catches on fire.
Oh.
You're like,
oh. That's the best firework display.
You're like, oh, this is not good, but it is fun to watch.
It's great news footage.
Yeah, which is exactly what I am. Like, so I'm doing it. And I used to be the guy, like, three jokes. I'm like, fuck you. And I just start trying to just drive it down. Now I'm like, okay, let's give it some time. I'll give it like 10 minutes, and I'll be doing some lovable stuff that I know kills
your
everyone.
Puppy stuff.
My puppy stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes in, if I'm getting nothing, okay. And now you start talking about it. So it's not going well? You're not enjoying the show? That joke's been killing all week, but not here, nothing good? I go, I hate to tell everybody, George Burns is dead. He's not showing up tonight. Okay? Seinfeld doesn't play seafood restaurants.
So this is kind of at the point now where a bunch of the fireworks are going off in the factory, but there's still about three quarters left to go off. I think the plane hit the building.
Uh-oh.
The wrong building. It hit a building 2 miles away.
So I'm like, okay. And even when I start to lose them, I always have enough stuff to keep them engaged.
Right.
And usually I've learned that when you're doing bad, you start talking about how bad you're doing.
Right.
It gets the crowd behind you, and they really enjoy that.
Yes.
Okay.
Doing that, nothing. Using every tool on my tool belt. I'm literally like Batman going, okay, throwing that at you. And Batman's like, I got nothing left on my bat belt.
Oh, he just throws the belt at him.
Yeah! He's hitting people with his
belt
like your angry grandpa.
Take that, Bane! Take that! Yes, it's a perfect opportunity for a Bane voice, but Sam's in the middle of something.
Damn it.
No, you can do it, dude.
It don't actually hurt me, Batman.
All right, keep going.
So the whole show.
Stop it. That stinks.
The whole show is just weird and weird and weird. I can't tell if they're laughing or the Botox is just fucking killing their facial expression. I'm just saying all this on stage.
Oh, no.
So now the factory's going.
Yeah, at this point, I'm telling them, I don't even care about laughs. I'm just picking out who I'm going to bang after the show.
Oh, I'm
going,
no.
To the older, ma'am, I'm going to light that fucking old crotch. Just like, I don't even give a shit. And it's just like, so now I got to get off stage. And I just know all my closers are going to be hated by these people. How do I leave?
Yeah.
Then I start talking about my new CDs coming out and how I will not sell it to them. I go, after every show, I've sold my CD. I've sold tons of them. I'm not selling it tonight. I don't want you taking it home with you. I've worked so hard on this thing. I don't want you ruining it.
You don't deserve my album.
I got two great CDs here. Everyone's love them. You're not getting it.
Not to mention, you probably still have tape decks in your car.
Yeah. Well, for the first, anyway, so that's how the.
So what did you close with? Face
George
ups?
Bush doesn't care about black people.
I talked about that. I go, George
always
Bush
good.
Doesn't
that,
care.
You know what? About how black great people. Would that be to say mid-bomb at some time? Like when you just when you've lost everything, nothing's there, and you just go, George Bush doesn't care about black people. Later, guys.
Yeah, no explanation. No follow-up.
I did one joke. Oh, I was doing the joke about how he's at the... And this always kills. With everybody. And about how, like, I was at a dog park, and I was talking to my female friend, and this little girl came up. She started talking to us, and I called her Cutie Patootie. I'm like, hey, you little Cutie Patootie. And my friend said I couldn't do that. Because, you know...
Yeah.
Like, that's what sex offenders do. And I'm like, well, that's offensive. And I go...
That
I like,
and relatives and friends and family.
Yeah. I'm like, I like grown women. I got this whole bit. And I go, second of all, if I was a sex offender, which I'm not, but if I was, I think I could do better than this girl. You know what I'm saying? What's she, $8.50? Fuck that. I'd have to kick the gordita out of my van because she'd eat all my candy, right? Usually crushes. Place goes death. Just...
Oh, my God.
These are the people who are stand your ground law people.
And it sounds like they're about to use it.
I thought his jokes were attacking me.
At one point, it looked like he was violently going to put his side pistol into my wife's face. He called it humps or something, so I shot him twice.
Yeah, so that was, and then Sunday was Mother's Day,
Sunday
and there was
too.
Actually people there. I couldn't
so
believe
what,
it.
Five shows, six shows.
Actually, they only do one a night.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Which is sounds great, but at the same time, I would rather perform.
Yeah, I hear you. I would always rather do.
It's like do a show,
if
then
you're
go
there,
back.
I mean, fuck it.
To this giant penthouse.
Yeah, especially if you have nothing to do.
This giant penthouse.
Yeah.
The penthouse next to where they put you up in Marco Island. And this is a fun club. Captain Brian's a great guy. The guy who lives next to you owns the San Diego Padres.
Oh, my God.
He owns the San Diego Padres. I got in the elevator going down. People got in the elevator. They started talking to me like, hey, how's your room? I'm like, oh, it's cool. He's like, yeah, man. You know, we just got clean towels. He's like, for $500 a night, I think you should be able to have clean towels. I'm like, you're paying $500 a night.
And
I'm
chilling.
Beating off into the towels. I have clean towels that I'm beating off into.
You are, aren't
you? And you're using your clothes.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
It's just that.
I'm not one of those guys that beats off and rubs it in. I know there's
no,
some dudes
no,
who do that.
No, no.
What do you do?
Who are these Neanderthals? No. Oh, cool. I'm all jizzed up. I'm ready to hit the club. No.
What do you do?
I mean, you can use tissues. There's many options of things that are disposable rather than putting your fucking jizz towels back into the system.
Well, I wash them.
With what?
Well, you.
I'm sorry.
You leave them to be washed.
No, I soak them. Throw
what?
A little soap on them so the maid doesn't.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's even crazier.
Do you want to know what's fucking amazing? Is that I was on the road with Sam not but a week ago.
Oh, no.
And in his sink is the towel,
I think.
Yeah.
No.
I saw it. I was like, why has he always got a fucking wet rag in his towel?
Yeah, that's the jizz towel.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think I'm being nice.
Wait. Oh. Okay. Speaking of jerking off and jizz.
You think. What a sweetie.
I wrote to the Craigslist guy that had the ad about the surfboard.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's so funny.
I wrote to him. I explained that. We're doing a segment called Behind the Ad. I explained our show. I sent it from my own email with my fucking name attached to it. And I heard back nothing.
Oh.
So,
my favorite part of that is that she's shocked by that.
I'm a little shocked.
Look,
normally my emails are very convincing.
Now, for those
I've lured many a people onto our podcast.
Okay.
For the people who maybe don't know what we're talking about, just really, what was the ad?
Oh, right. I guess this would have been our last episode. And the ad was about catch me jerking off on my surfboard.
Right.
Come to my yard.
He's going to be on his surfboard. He wants to be caught.
Right. This would be premeditated,
yeah.
But we'll act like
all
you're catching
arranged.
Me. You're clothed, woman. I'm not. I'm on a surfboard jerking off.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just going to watch me and we're going to have some laughs.
Wang 10.
Why? It's so. Well, we'll get into the whole more into the psyche behind this whole thing, but. I love that you think it's so weird that this guy doesn't really want to be contacted for other than just you watching him jerk off. Like, if you want to put in that, if you do this, I'll watch you jerk off.
Or I could do this while you're jerking off. I could interview you while you're whacking off on the surfboard.
He only had to call in. He could have been jerking off. We wouldn't have known. There was an element of humor to his ad. He seemed very much all about getting people to laugh.
Well, you've
got to
make it seem like you're kind of a laid-back, cool guy with sense humor. Can't be weird fuck who, you know, I mean, you're already weird fuck. You got to be weird fuck with a heart of gold at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be like, hey, yeah, come over, jerk off while you watch. LOL. You know,
yeah,
you can't
you're
do that.
LOLing a lot.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Lols, lols, lols. Anyway, you don't look at me. Lols, lols, lols. I will jizz into the hand towel. LOL, lols.
There's a huge, like, exhibitionist element to that. He wants to be
but
caught.
But I think
so,
to put that on there, if it takes a huge amount of balls and desperation.
And surf experience, because it's hard to balance on those periods.
I mean, those are three things.
Yeah.
Okay, that you got to have to put out this ad or any ad on Craigslist. Ultimately, there's this weird kind of agreement that what happens on Craigslist doesn't really get talked about on Craigslist. For the most, I know the radio shows probably do segments on
it.
So.
Who's Craig?
Who is Craig? Is Craig get along with Angie?
Because No, because Angie's a fucking cunt. But Craig, for sure, is like, Jesus Christ, I just wanted to help people lease apartments. And it's like, hey, who wants to come over and eat my feces? It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, can't take this. Sorry. I mean, it just has taken on this horrible, horrible life.
I feel like
it's basically the internet.
If you mine it more, if you mine it more, we'll get somebody to eventually do it.
Well, but now I'm a little bit hesitant because I'm thinking, okay.
By the way, just to let you know what it is to be a guy hitting on chicks. You threw something out there and they just said, go fuck yourself. And if
that happens enough times, you're on Craigslist trying to get people to catch you jacking off on your surfboard.
No, but dude, I can understand having a weird kink.
Right, and I made it very clear. Like, hey, I believe I used
can you
the
read
term.
Your, can you read your email?
You want me to find the email I wrote to him?
Totally. And now I want to do something. I want to reenact.
Oh.
While you find that, can I make another announcement?
Yeah, please.
Proud to announce the movie that I'm in. Live New Girls going to Cannes.
Whoa! And it's, you know, since we did the Pechanga bit earlier, it's Con, Sam. And Cans would be a better name for when that movie goes. It's a couple of cans. Hey, keep going, baby.
So, Cons.
Cans.
I'm going to Cannes.
Can or Con?
What's the movie festival?
Can.
Yeah. So, I was right.
No, you said Cans.
Oh. Really, dude? Well, really?
Buddy,
really?
If your movie's going there, you want to be able to
really?
Say it right.
Oh, great.
You're going to be saying it a lot.
I was told I made the trailer a couple times.
Oh, all
yay!
Right.
I can't wait.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
My friend was my buddy who's doing it. And I'm thinking about having – who do we have booked next week?
I have no idea.
Girlfriend. We have girlfriend coming in.
No,
boyfriend.
I'm gone for one of those, remember?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Boyfriend's coming in. And then Tara Patrick wants to come in and push her new sex toy that she's...
Isn't she in the movie?
Yeah. So I'm thinking about having them both come in for one episode.
There you go.
Oh, by the way...
He's done it again, everybody.
Can I ask you guys something? Do you guys know who this guy is? I have a feeling he's... Brian Bishop.
I don't know. What, is he on Twitter?
I can't tell you who... I can't... He's like, dude, am I still coming in this... tonight? I'm like, what? I'm like,
kind of sounds familiar, but I don't.
Well, he's a comic maybe that you don't know, so you got to give him 10 minutes. Your rule.
That's true.
So I'm
was
sorry.
He the guy in the lobby out there just saying, I'm going to bomb? Was that him?
Oh, maybe that's the guy who came with Jimmy Schubert. Maybe I'll see. I don't know. All right. We'll work it out. So
I found the email. Right off the bat, I will say this. It is a little bit lengthy.
Vicky, read the goddamn email.
Maybe that. Okay, the title is, Ari, your Craigslist surfboard ad, smiley face. Okay?
Okay.
So
now, if you're a guy who's into some weird shit, are you down with this? If someone's giving you smiley face?
Right off the bat, his underwear's off and he's headed to the yard. He's like, I got a smiley. This bitch wants some fucking yard board.
Okay. Hi! !
Yeah.
Oh.
Friendly. I live
Do
in
Sydney.
Do we
have any sense of music in the back that we could play during this? Just to really set tone? How Vicky sees it playing in her head.
I
want to
no, right?
read it the way I felt like it would be
and
read.
Like, bum, 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 bum. No, that's a banjo. Do you have like bum, 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 bum?
Spotify what Sam's doing.
Hey, can you turn off his mic for 5 minutes? I'm putting you in the penalty box.
What?
I'm putting you in the penalty box.
What?
Why?
Enough.
Why?
Enough.
Enough what?
Okay. Well, kid, go on.
Hi, I live in Simi. Saw your ad on Craigslist, and I'm wondering if this is something you'd be interested in.
Now, when you say I live in Simi, meaning, hey, we're from the same area code.
Yeah, like this is how I found it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I figured like we're going to have a little rapport, okay? I didn't drag you guys into it. You're welcome. Okay?
Thanks. I mean, he wouldn't care if I was in it.
You should use my name. I'm the guy who jizzes in towels.
Yeah.
And sink.
Yeah, be like, "Hey man, do you need a partner to jizz in a rag while you're fucking out there board jerking?"
I did use one of your lines
like
that you told
Batman
me to put
and Robin.
In here. I co-host
Jizz Ragger. There's an emergency. Get on the board, Jizz Ragger.
I co-host and produce The Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. It's an adult-themed audio podcast also featured on the All Things Comedy Network.
Right there, I think that's where we lose them.
I think we're on the comedy network. I think I agree with Sam that I think that might be.
You probably had them at Playboy, and then you immediately lost them at comedy.
I am not a bot.
Been like we're a surfing podcast.
I am not a bot spamming Craigslist posters. I am a real chick, and this is specifically in reference to your post about being caught jerking off on your surfboard.
Nikki, you're never going to hear back from this guy.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I've included the relevant links.
Oh, my God. What?
His dream is someone to respond, and he gets it. And this is the least hot thing he could possibly read.
Smiley face. He's putting sex wax on the board, and then he's reading like links to comedy. No. This is sexual fantasy. What's funny about this?
So this is going to get really worse.
Continue.
I've included the relevant links above, and I'm writing to you on my personal email to prove this is a real thing.
Oh, my God. Vicky.
If you need...
Oh, my God.
If you need further evidence, you'll be able to listen to us read and discuss your ad.
Read and discuss your ad? You told him.
Oh my God,
Vicky! We just mocked the shit out of him the whole time.
Yeah.
Did you at least ask him to leave a 5-star review?
Well, at least I got really specific. At the very beginning of our upcoming episode number 216, the Walsh Brothers.
Oh my God!
I can't even read it.
We're not gonna be hearing from that guy.
Well, a red flag's that it's at a comedy website, but let me just go listen to it just in case. Oh my God, no!
They're mocking me.
I wanted to hit you up to see if you'd be interested in calling in for a brief 8 to 10 minute segment. We loved the ad and would like to discuss it with you on the air. We have so many questions.
We love the ad. Listen, we've already made fun of it. We do comedy. We love this ad.
This is comedy gold.
Hey, treat our show like your surfboard and come on it.
Fuck, why didn't I think of that? That's so good.
Gold.
I hope it's all gold. I hope I'm not out of line with this request, but the exhibitionist element and comedic tone of your ad made me feel comfortable enough to at least ask, trust me, we're all freaks too, haha. And this is all in good fun. Smiley face.
Freak. Because nothing makes someone feel less comfortable.
Hey, you're the one that texted me.
Imagine
buddy,
if
there's
you...
a bucket of fish heads in it for you. Or whatever you weird fucking Martians eat.
Hey, that's like the equivalent. Calling a guy a freak is equivalent of trying to get a girl on the show going, hey, man, we love sluts.
Yeah.
No, you're the one. You said tell him we're freaks too. So I just... thought that was a good way to word it.
I think I meant that in
that
humor.
Was a text.
I thought I meant that was humor.
Oh, I just copy and pasted it. I really got him.
The pacing part is the only part he probably liked in that whole fucking.
And while yes, we are all comedians, and you should expect the segment to entail some good-natured ribbing.
Oh.
Please no.
Wipe out.
I can't. Where is the plane? Why hasn't it been flown to the building?
Dude, it hit that building 2 miles off chart. Huh?
Please know that our guests and topics have included all types of porn stars, fetishes, and entertainers. So we're not looking to judge you or be mean-spirited in any way.
Listen to the show last week, though.
We respect your anonymity. You can call in so no one would have to know your real name or identity. Just some backstory.
Oh my God! This guy!
Our show is in its fourth season.
Oh no. Just when I saw a few people surviving, bam.
Please, hold that sound effect. You gotta keep that. Right.
With over 200 episodes, and since my co-hosts know how much I love frequenting Craigslist, we decided to create a new segment called Behind the Ad, and you're the first person I'm contacting.
Oh my God.
Is this something you'd be interested in? Our show is Tuesday, May 13th. The segment would be around 9:15 in the P's. I didn't write that.
Oh, so
I can't imagine
funny.
How random this must seem to you. Oh, but let me know if you're down. Thanks for reading. Hope to hear from you. Vicky. Sent from Vicky Pez's email. Here's everything about me.
But Vicky, here's the good news. He's not looking for you in any way.
Oh, God.
He wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
I would say keep with it.
Yeah, Vicky, I think maybe this segment is
take
you
out the comedy
writing
part.
The offers through these ads.
All you have to say is Playboy Radio, and they're in.
Vicky, I think the things to highlight are this. We're a comedy podcast. We like to make fun of people.
Yeah, we will.
We're going to do some light ribbing.
We're going to do some light
But hey, we're freaks too. And
I wrote ha-ha.
There'll be some ribbing. And
good-natured ribbing.
Good-natured ribbing.
Good-natured ribbing.
Yeah. I'm sure once he came on, it would be. Imagine when he came on, the nature of the ribbings. They would be horrible in nature. It'd be like.
I just wanted to prepare him.
That is the best sound effect ever. That
was
hilarious.
The best email
so,
ever.
Our segment behind the head will not
it's
be
going
making
well.
The debut yet.
It's going well,
Vicky. You got to stay on it, though. I think you heard our notes on your.
All right. So, highlight Playboy.
Highlight Playboy. Just we love to discuss this. I mean, I wouldn't. Don't use freak or comedy.
Be like, those are two red flag words.
Just say you have total anonymity.
Yeah. Right.
Talk about your ad. It might help you get people to your ad.
Yeah. We want to help you get. Yeah. That's how you sell it.
Yeah.
We're about pump. There we go.
Finally.
We want to drive traffic to your ad.
We yeah. want.
How
you,
can we help you?
We want women coming
well,
out
we wanna know,
of the woodwork.
We want to know the story behind your ad. But in when we're interviewing you, obviously it'll be a great way for you to get a little bit more traffic towards your ad to achieve your goal of having someone watch you masturbate on your surfboard. And I'm air quoting there because we'll keep filling in what that is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well done.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thanks.
Air quotes are great on radio.
Well, where's the camera in here?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, wait.
Oh my God. Should we reenact how you thought that would go?
Sam.
Like, how about this? How about you contact her about
her
possibly
email.
Emailing
replying?
Her. Yeah.
Back, replying?
No, no.
Oh.
You give him, he's interested, he needs a number. You send him your number, this is the phone call. Of you got to convince him.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I blocked this number. I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
Okay, who's this?
It's me. Hang 10?
Oh, the Craigslist ad! Hi!
Shut up, keep your voice down. Yeah, it's me. Listen, I got your email. It was crazy. What did you, look, I have a life, okay?
Oh, yeah. No. We're totally on board.
Yeah,
not
no,
bored.
For some ribbing about yeah, my freakiness on a surfboard on your comedy network.
Well, I live in Simi and I
don't want to know where you live. Oh. I don't want to know anything about you. I don't want you to know anything about me, okay? Look, I'm just a guy whose dad didn't hug him enough. So now, in order to have a good session of masturbating, I need to be on the surfboard he gave me when I was 11. Okay? That just please,
so
just let me.
Is the surfboard like your rosebud? Is that?
Look, I got to go. I'm at my kid's T-ball game. Okay?
Oh.
So just please don't contact me anymore. Don't contact the ad. I took the ad down.
Do you want me to give you the number for Playboy Radio?
No,
or?
No. I want you to completely leave me alone. But I will say this. I heard the 200th and it was awesome.
Oh, thank you
I gotta
so
go.
Much.
Bye.
And that was behind the ad.
I gotta go. Bye.
All right. So I want time. How much time do you need for your sex game?
You know what's funny? This has nothing to do. I did not
this
bring
game?
This. This is my game, this little bucket of hearts.
What's all your right. game? What's your game, Vicky?
Well, okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Do we want? How long is the game going to be?
Well, we got to hear the game.
We had someone else we want to talk about.
All right.
Well, we have a list.
We wrote this list that we have to
what
adhere
else? All
to.
Right. What's next?
Well, I talked to Sam on the phone last night for like 2 hours, okay? Ooh. And something came up that I felt like maybe we should talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Apparently, Sam's words, not mine. Sam feels like maybe he's the only one that ever reveals anything about himself and that me and you are very guarded.
Yes.
Well, Sam, do you not find that in your regular life a little bit too?
Yeah, man.
So then would you not say that maybe it's just human nature and not the podcast?
So you're saying that me being honest about jizz towels is only me being, I'm the only one that would do that, and everyone else would be like, too much information, or I don't want that part of me to get out.
I wouldn't.
Naughty Show, though? That's the
Naughty
show.
Show is the podcast that you created to be your brand of comedy that I completely support and I love to be a part of. But it doesn't mean that it's my comedy too.
Okay.
I mean, it just means that we can have fun in the world that you've fucking created that I love. But it doesn't mean that I, if I don't think exactly like you, don't enjoy what's going on or don't enjoy the show. We just maybe have different tastes, which is human nature.
He's got a point.
Oh, damn.
Do you not agree with that,
Sam? I thought you cleared it. Well, what I was thinking was, because maybe you're a little bit more likely to volunteer personal things about yourself, I thought that maybe we could play this game.
Okay.
Where I took some questions off of different websites that are like, you know, like truth or dare type things. And they're all in this little bucket, in this little pail. And that we could just, you know, randomly pick one and answer them.
Do you think Gareth is cool at this?
Yeah, let's play it.
Oh, whoa.
Do you have any spaghetti western?
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah,
here we go.
It's a soiree.
Okay. Now, are there points or is just like...
No, it's more to
your
just
answer
drive
has a point.
Discussion, you know, but we seem to have gotten pretty far without said game.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no finishing. There's no winning. We could just have this and add to it.
Okay.
I just started out with a bunch.
I'm going to give you the options, my friend, of you can either... We can either play the sex game... Or talk about Michael Sam. What do you want to do?
Let's play the sex game.
Let's play the sex game.
Right.
It's time for the sex game!
Oh.
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah! Right. Restart.
There you go.
Okay, so do you want to pick one or you
okay,
want
I'll
us to
shake
pick
them
one?
Up.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't even think that's too much.
I'm bot.
And,
probably
pick
not.
One. And who's this for?
Maybe start. Everyone should pick one.
All right.
No, you should. Are you?
Or should we all answer whatever it is?
Yeah, you pull out and then we just go around.
Oh, pull out, huh?
Okay. Gareth, do you want to go first?
Sure, sure. So I just pick one of these out and read it, huh?
Yeah.
All righty. This one says, this is from Kim in Detroit. This one says, have you ever used a glory hole? I mean, if we'll find clear distinctions on why we operate like we operate, maybe here. No.
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 Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say yes. Have you?
No.
Okay.
I think that is people who use glory holes, their probably dream is that someone like Vicky is on the other side.
Yeah, but really, it's someone like you and me just like,
No, that's you with the mustache, maybe, but no.
That's a real dream. I'm the hope that I'm on the other side of the glory
well,
hole.
Well, the point is, I think there's people who probably hope there's a chick on the other end.
All right. It's getting less of a compliment now. That compliment just significantly went down. Like, well, you have a vagina.
Now you threw that. Do you think that maybe some Gareth be like, yeah, man. I mean, once or twice.
Hey, man. Every New Year's.
I kind of thought, you know, you might have.
What?
I mean, it's so dumb.
But she means religiously. She's not familiar with the Armenian religion. I think.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
All right. Next.
Here's
question.
Mine. Have you ever paid for sex or a sexual act? No. Of course not. I'm a woman. That's crazy.
When I was 18.
Yeah, I did. I've done it. I've been to Tijuana. I got my dick sucked. Had her eat my butt. Yeah, I did that.
She's like, oh, I'm using your face towel. You're like, don't use that towel.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done it.
I was in Amsterdam when I was 18, and I got a blowjob in the red light district.
Can I just tell a funny story about prostitution?
Sure.
Please.
You know, again, with the I'm honest with my stuff, when I was using drugs back in the day, every time I got sober, I would get rid of the drug dealers in my phone.
Right.
And I was like committed to not doing drugs until I wanted to do drugs again. And then I was like, fuck, I don't know who to call. I'll drive around. So I tell the story about the time I got robbed by a hooker twice in one day. The same hooker trying to buy drugs. So my friend Dave Taylor is writing a script, and he's like, he invited a bunch of comics down, to help him write this script about sobriety and, like, it's, like, kind of, I don't want to get into it because it's his project, but it's right. about sobriety and the crazy stuff he did doing it. And, like, the guys who are attached to this project are really good friends of mine. And I'm waiting to the time on stage where I could tell this story when the crowd gets to that point where they realize it's just a funny story and not, I'm not going to have chicks going, right. just throwing up in their mouth. So anyways, I tell him this story. He's like, dude, that's fucking gold. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, that's cool. He's like, if we use it, we'll give you crap. I'm like, okay, I'd like a role. I mean, I'd like for one of my friends to put me in something that they've done. So anyways, I'm at the basketball game. Dave Taylor comes up to me and goes, oh, dude, I was at Funny or Die pitching our TV show. I go, hey, man, this guy Tripoli's got the story. Turns out this guy used to work with you at the Standard, knows you, thinks you're hilarious. I told the story about you getting robbed by a hooker trying to buy drugs. And I'm like, what? You use my name? If I want to do that, it's fine. I'm not going into power meetings going, hey, listen to this stuff. I know this is a kid show, but you're going to love this story.
I like it. You're at the Clipper game?
No, I'm at some kind of power meeting.
Oh, okay. But I thought you ran into him later.
No, Dave was pitching the show, up my story.
Right, okay.
And he goes, that is the greatest story I've ever heard. And he goes, I just want to give you credit for it. I'm like, you don't have to give me credit. That's... You know, this isn't the Bible, the greatest story ever told. I don't need to get credit for this shit.
Yeah.
Unless I'm telling it on stage, but I need to go to the meetings. Like, dude, I heard a story about you getting robbed by the same hooker twice in one day.
Now, Sam, how come I know your name? Oh, Sam's that guy who got robbed twice by that hooker in the same day when he was trying to buy drugs? Oh, right. Anyway.
That's my life.
Now, let me ask you this, Sam, while we're at a break in our game, which I like. Do you really feel like, I mean, do you still feel the same way? You feel like it is problematic to not be so open necessarily?
No, I don't think it's a real problem.
I do want to point out that he was sharing something very personal that we have never heard before, and you kind of just derailed it.
Okay.
He was giving us a story.
But he wasn't giving us a story. He was admitting to something, but right. I didn't sense that he was going to keep going with it. Where are you going to get into vivid detail?
Well, the first time I mentioned it, I was. But it doesn't matter. It's okay.
So let's hear it. We're on hookers. Let's go with it.
No.
I just said Tijuana hooker ate my butt. Let's hear yours.
Well, okay. So mine. All right. So I was in Amsterdam with my brother, and I just graduated high school, and he was like, "Let's go to Europe." I was like, "Okay." So we were supposed to go to Amsterdam for one night, and we were there for like four nights, and we were just drinking, we were just smoking weed.
Because the Reynolds brothers, when they party, they party.
We brought it. We really brought it. And we got chased by a dwarf with a knife and all this shit. And
what?
Then
is that real?
That's real.
Okay, hold on. Pump the fucking brakes.
What?
You got chased by a dwarf with a knife.
Really high, too. Yeah.
How many times have we done stand-up together? What would you say? 20, 30, maybe? You've never once on stage talked about getting chased by a dwarf with a knife.
No.
We've also done probably about 120 podcasts together.
Yeah.
This has never come up.
Why wouldn't you ever talk about that?
I don't know.
That is such fucking gold.
Yeah, it was nuts. Well, what happened was this dwarf was literally just like slaying. He was like really fucked up. So he's just like throwing this knife.
So the dwarf is on drugs.
He's a fucked up dwarf, yes.
Now, it's not a midget, it's a dwarf. So he's like a tiny body with like a double-decker head?
Well, no, but aren't
like
we...
Like his brain...
Midget is not the right term, is it?
No, midget, there's midgets, and
then
there's
Or is it little
dwarf.
Person dwarf now? Is that what it is?
Oh my, do you hear Dave Attell's joke about that?
What?
He's like, you know, midgets don't like to be called midgets, and like little people are really, that's kind of offensive. So let's call them what they really want to be called, and that's floor niggers.
Oh, my God.
Fucking hilarious.
His new special is so good.
Oh, dude, he's the best. But I'm saying a dwarf is not a midget.
Well, okay, whatever he was very small.
Did he have a large head? Like,
he
Brad
had
Williams
a knife.
Is a
I was
dwarf.
Very he was Brad Williams-y, yeah.
Okay, so he had, like, this, like, a double-sized head. Like, he looked like a Mr. Peanut.
He just looked small. He looked, I mean, very small. Very, I mean, I don't remember. His head, yeah, he had Brad Williams' head.
Dude, should this be a story that is, is this like a cliffhanger? Because we're running out of time.
We are
running out of time. No, because it's not a great story. I mean.
Hold on, dude.
I have been holding on.
You never can have a dwarf on drugs with a knife and not say, oh, it's not that great of a story.
Well, it really, I mean, what really happens there is me and my brother just saw him, like, airblading this, like, knife. And we were just, like, so, I mean, you just, I'd never been this, like, consistently, like, fucked up. Like, I felt like I was on a satellite delay. And we saw this, and we just fucking lost our shit. And we're just laughing. And then he saw us, and we were like, oh, shit, he saw us. And he sort of started coming at us. And then so we started, like, hauling ass, like, running. And he was, like, kind of chasing after us. And as he's, like, getting, you know, I mean, but we're, like, losing him for sure. The only reason why he's getting anywhere near us is because we're just dying laughing. So then we lose him real quick, you know. But, yeah, that's the midget with the knife story.
So we lose him real quick.
Yeah, we lost him. I mean, it's, like, the easiest thing to lose. It was, like, once we were, like, let's run, it was over. Because then he was, like... Like, that's after 15 feet.
What was he saying to you? Was it like, red rum? All right, we got 30 seconds. What a great show. What a great game. I think we should play that every week. We should just pull out and let's be honest. Sure.
And if you got, like, think of some questions, put them in.
Sure.
You know?
We got 20 seconds. Anything we got to push?
Go to naughtyshow.net. Go to allthingscomedy.com. Go to iTunes and leave us 5-star reviews.
It's coming out May 20th, the big CD. And then I'm going to probably wait a month after that and put out Crime Fighter.
I'll be at the Hooters on Hollywood Boulevard this coming Sunday evening, thanks to Sam Triple.
Awesome, dude. I think I'll stop
performing comedy, not just, like, eating
showing
fries and being like, she touched my leg.
All right, guys. This has been Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. We'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening.
September 75, almost 47 inches high. My mom said by Christmas I would have a fast mother G.I. Joe.
I ate food.